twin brothers, Eric and Scott Williams, were very ready to part ways at 18 and gain some independence. Leaving their small high school in Omaha, Eric chose to study civil engineering at Rice University in Texas. Scott chose material engineering at Iowa State University. Although neither really knew what they would do with their careers, nor was there a strong focus on sustainability, the brothers made their way back to Omaha and have formed careers that allow them to pursue their personal interests of taking better care of the environment. Eric works for the Papio Missouri River NRD, focusing on stormwater management and water resource availability, as well as constructing bicycle trails throughout the city. Scott is a professor and assistant program director of the Energy Technology Program at Creighton University. Their professional career paths first collided while working together at the Alliance for Climate Protection in 2009. Outside of their careers, the two brothers have collaborated on a number of different projects and several groups that focus on sustainability, one being the Omaha Biofuels Co-op that Eric founded nearly 10 years ago. Here, Scott explains the goal of the co-op.
Instead of working a job to earn money to buy the thing you need, we wanted to try and provide a cooperative opportunity for people to directly produce the things they need in their lives. Because I think that that is less and less available all the time as our society becomes more and more complex and interwoven and specialized and segmented. It's very difficult to provide for yourself directly. Most people don't farm for themselves. Most people don't build their own house. Most people don't make their own clothes. I mean, there are so many things that people don't do in their own lives because they're busy specializing in doing one thing to earn the money to pay for all the other things.
When the co-op first started in 2008, Eric and Scott, along with other members, gathered used vegetable oil from local restaurants and turned it into biofuel that they then used to fuel their diesel Volkswagens. Their mother's garage was the co-op's first headquarters. Now the two have vehicles that can be powered electrically, and the co-op's biggest focus is giving the used vegetable oil turned biofuel to the Henry Doorly Zoo. The zoo uses the biofuel to supplement the fuel they use to power their train, which lowers their fossil fuel dependency. Aside from their shared interest in sustainability, especially renewable energy, the brothers both swam in high school, although they both admit that Eric was the better swimmer. When it comes to board games, they blame their exceptionally heightened communication skills for why they just can't play together. When asked, "What's it like to be a twin?" Scott asks, "What's it like to not be a twin?" They both feel they learn a lot from one another. Eric gives one example of this.
It's good to have someone who can learn something interesting, convey it. I mean, now I can explain what the Helmholtz Institute neutron source is used for and what neutron thermography does. I didn't actually do any of that, but I heard him talk about it enough that I can relay it to you effectively.
Scott says it's an experience only other twins could understand.
I think it's an experience that most people might think would be interesting, but probably essentially will never have the opportunity to be involved in, is that what if you had a second brain? I mean, I think that is a pretty close approximation of, oh yeah, I've got a second brain. It's thinking about other stuff right now, but we'll check back in later and just reconnect the knowledge.
Unfortunately, as Scott said, we don't all get the luxury of a second brain. So to learn more about the Omaha Biofuels Co-op, visit omahabiofuelscoop.org. With Omaha Public Radio, I'm Krista Johnson.